Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Multiple AEW wrestlers contract COVID-19. We'll talk about that in a bit. Plus, the speaking out movement has led to British Parliament discussions, and we remember Road Warrior Anthem. For Thursday, September the 24th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So we start today with the news that comes from Fightful and Sports Spectrum 360, who say that multiple AEW wrestlers have contracted COVID-19. Now, this stems from a taping at Daly's Place back on September the 9th. Quote from Fightful. They say, Fightful, in collaboration with Spectrum Sports 360's John Alba, were able to confirm that multiple wrestlers and talent present at All Elite Wrestling September 9th tapings tested positive for COVID-19 in the 2 weeks since. We were not told if those tests were separately conducted or if they were conducted and diagnosed at either set of tapings. There were others we've heard of who are ill or showing symptoms, but we are unsure if they have tested positive. They go on to say that some of the talent that has been involved in the tapings where there were multiple cases of COVID-19 stemmed from were independent stars brought in for the AEW Dark tapings. They do tend to trial out a lot of new faces on AEW Dark, so they would have been at Daly's Place around September the 9th as well. Fightful go on to say, many of those talent are not contracted and they can take independent wrestling dates, but are tested before entering Daly's Place for All Elite Wrestling work. There were numerous wrestlers missing from the September 24th set of tapings, but we will not be identifying anyone that we've heard has COVID-19. One person who has spoken and announced that they have contracted the virus is Lance Archer. He took to Twitter just yesterday saying, quote, when I returned from our last show, a family member was ill when I got home. I found out later a friend who had taken my family member to the vet for our Dachshund was COVID positive. While at home, now I've also gotten sick, I've tested positive. I feel okay. Expect to see me in 2 weeks. So speedy recovery to Lance Archer. John Alba goes on to say on Twitter, over the last few months, AEW has by far had the most extensive COVID-19 protocols among any wrestling companies that chose to run during the pandemic. The conditions of how or where the virus was transmitted is not entirely clear at this time, and we are hoping everyone affected is okay. It is entirely plausible talent were kept off this week's show for precautionary reasons and didn't necessarily test positive. But we can report there were multiple positive cases in the past couple of weeks involving talent who were present at tapings earlier this month. In the last 7 days, we've seen a few stories like this. At the WWE's makeshift performance center, we understand there's been several people there, several performance center recruits testing positive for COVID-19. Also announced yesterday that CMLL, who are gearing up for their anniversary show this Friday, have been struck with some COVID-19 cases as well. Ultimo Guerrero and Bandido, who were both going to be part of this Friday's 87th anniversary, both tested positive for COVID-19, and understandably, they are off the show. Now, obviously, this is a story that continues to develop, so when we know more about it, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com. Following the speaking out movement that saw people sharing their stories of abuse and harassment within the British wrestling scene, this has now gone to Parliament. It was announced yesterday that cross-party MPs are getting together to discuss how to promote, support and improve the wrestling industry here in Britain. The all-party parliamentary group on wrestling is to be co-chaired by Alex Davis-Jones, the Labour MP, and the Conservative MP, Mark Fletcher. The inquiry will be beginning very soon. A spokesperson for the all-party parliamentary group said, quote, "The British wrestling industry has come a long way since the days of Giant Haystacks and Big Daddy, two very familiar names to households across the country. In recent years, homegrown talent has graduated to Premier League wrestling, with Brits in prominent positions in WWE, AEW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor Wrestling, and elsewhere. In fact, Drew McIntyre became the first Brit to become WWE World Champion earlier this year. However, the MPs are keen to point out that the industry constitutes more than the top TV promotions. From bingo halls to backroom brawls, British wrestling before the pandemic hit was thriving in venues across Britain." This is the words of APPG co-chair Mark Fletcher, MP. He says, "Professional wrestling is the hidden jewel in Britain's entertainment industry, and it needs and deserves our support. We want to hear from fans, from wrestling talent, from promoters, and from others what their views are on how we can support the industry." Some big changes to coming to British wrestling very soon, and very much required as well. There was a sense that wrestling was starting to get back to normal, very slowly starting to get back to normal. But following the announcement of a 10 p.m. curfew in the UK, from the announcement of being asked to work from home again, I think the brakes have been put on anything going forward. And I think this is now no better time than now to look more into how we can make British wrestling and wrestling as a whole, wherever you are in the world, safer going forward. We'll keep you up to date on this one on cultaholic.com as well. We've teamed up with Audible to sort you out with a free audiobook on us. Simply go to cultaholic.com/audible. We've got books from Jim Ross, from Brock Lesnar, his incredible story of how he fought back from near death to become the monster that he is across multiple fighting platforms. We've got the story of Dylan Postel, Life is Short and So Am I, Eggshells, Wrestling in the Tokyo Dome. Free audiobooks on us. Simply go to cultaholic.com/audible, sign up to Audible and get your free 30 days and then pick an audiobook on us. Even if you don't want to keep Audible after the 30 days, you can keep the book from us as a gift. How is that? cultaholic.com/audible. So Miro has been talking about his plans going forward. This doesn't mean he's leaving AEW. He's only just got there. But he's been talking about other things that he wants to do. Now he's back out into the wrestling world. He was talking to Sports Illustrated and he said, "I came to America for an opportunity, the kind I wasn't given in my country. That's all I want in AEW, that opportunity. I love professional wrestling and it has so much left to offer me. As soon as I got that call to be released by WWE, I immediately knew I wanted to go to two places. The first one, I'm already here. Second, you will find out when the time is right." This has led to some speculation that this is going to be the Miro debut for New Japan. Now, obviously, traveling to Japan right now is difficult, but you've got New Japan strong, making headway as sort of the American strand of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Don't be surprised if maybe we see Miro popping up there sometime soon. That could very well be a thing. CM Punk took to social media to stick the elbow in the ribs of Retribution. He shared a meme via his platforms. There's a picture of Slapjack with his strange-looking hockey mask with the phrase, "When you're bored in catering and there's an abundance of paper plates." T-Bar has responded to CM Punk's insubordinates and said, T-Bar has said to CM Punk, "You mock my brother Slapjack because you're a coward like every current and former WWE superstar. You tease leading Retribution but we will not follow you to failure like your new Nexus. We will destroy this place piece by piece, including you, if you ever show up. T-Bart, Slapjack and Mace have now adjusted their social media profiles accordingly. Slapjack was messaging fans the other night. Somebody said that they were pleased to see Shane Thorne in the main event of Raw, which he responded with, Shane Thorne wasn't in the main event, Slapjack was. Okay. After 6 weeks away, a bit of an AEW Dynamite spoiler here. If you don't want this, skip ahead 25 seconds from now. After a 6 weeks absence, Cody is back in AEW. He's got a brand new look and he is challenged by Brody Lee to a dog collar match. He came back, attacked some of the Dark Order, and the challenge was thrown down. Good new look for Cody. I like the dark hair. We'll see whether the challenge is accepted by next week. Won't give any more details away about that one. What we will say, though, is FTR have announced a new tag team championship match series. As the AEW tag champs now, they are offering teams the chance to take part in the 20-minute brush with greatness. So you've got 20 minutes to pin FTR, and if you can't, if the match ends, if the time limit expires, then it counts as a win for FTR. Their first competitors in the 20-minute brush with greatness will be Kaz and Scorpio Sky from SCU. That'll happen next week on Dynamite. Everything else from Dynamite, I will leave Jack to tell you all about on AEW Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little bit later on today. Following his win in the Eliminator Gauntlet, Finn Balor has a brand spanking new opponent. NXT spoiler forthcoming if you want to skip ahead. Finn Balor will be defending the NXT Championship against Kyle O'Reilly at TakeOver next Sunday. Adam Cole and Roderick Strong came out to celebrate with O'Reilly after his big win. Triple H was very complimentary as well, saying on Twitter, Kyle O'Reilly's success in NXT shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. A student of his craft, he is a dedicated and decorated superstar. Also, we found out Io Shirai will be defending her NXT Women's Championship against Candice LeRae following her win in the Battle Royal last night. TakeOver shaping up to be a good one. John Cena is getting a TV series following on from the early love for his role in Suicide Squad 2. The film's not even out yet, but he's already getting plaudits for his role as Peacemaker. So much so that, according to The Hollywood Reporter, Peacemaker's getting a TV series. HBO Max have ordered a spin-off in which John Cena will continue his role as Peacemaker. Warner executives are very high on the character due to some of John Cena's amazing performances in the film. All I've heard is good things about John Cena as Peacemaker. I cannot wait to see how he shapes up in this film. And then obviously it gets a spin-off, so it's gotta be good, right? It's gotta be good. And finally, yesterday we had the news that Joseph Laurinaitis, known as Road Warrior Animal, has passed away at the age of 60. The official Road Warrior Animal Twitter account said, at this time, we would like to confirm the passing of Joseph Laurinaitis. The family is planning to release a statement later today. At this time, we ask you to keep everyone in your thoughts and prayers. Hashtag, oh, what a rush. Here is Adam Pacitti with a special look at the life and times of Road Warrior Animal.
There's a lot of new things happening here in the World Wrestling Federation, but one thing's for sure. Anywhere, anytime, the Legion of Doom will prove to any tag team that we're the supreme team forever.
A student of Eddie Sharkey's, Laurinaitis broke into the wrestling business in 1982. Before long, he was paired with fellow Sharkey trainee Michael Hegstrand, and the two became the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk.
We know, you know, everybody in the world knows, right here, the Hawks and the Animal. We're the strongest guys in professional wrestling, and don't you ever forget it.
With their spiked shoulder pads, mohawk hairstyles, menacing war paint, and Iron Man entrance theme, the Road Warriors became a certified phenomenon throughout the territories, and especially in Japan.
You're looking at the greatest Ichiban tag team in the world. Tell them, hey, you're looking that the two toughest dudes are in the toughest town in America. If you step in the ring with us, you'll understand. You'll understand what the Road Warriors are all about. All about bad. All about bad for you. All about good for us. Tell them, Paul.
That's it. We're the best that wrestling has to offer.
Together, Animal and Hawk won tag team gold throughout virtually every major organization, becoming the only duo to win the AWA, NWA, and WWF World Tag Team titles, completing that trifecta in 1991.
Hawk is up there!
Laurinaitis also had solo runs for major promotions, including the WWF in 1992 after Hawk left the company, in WCW in 2001, and for a time in WWE in 2005 to 2006.
I've won scabble matches! I've won cage matches! I've won exploding barbed wire matches! But one victory that has eluded me is the Royal Rumble! To get to kick the snot out of 29 other guys in the ring, 29 stepping stones, as I see it, then I get to go to my hometown, Chicago, Illinois, for the granddaddy, WrestleMania, where I get to bring the gold home where it belongs. What a rush.
Together, along with manager Paul Ellering, the collective was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2011.
Hawk was a man's man. And if he didn't have, if you needed 50 bucks and he didn't have that 50 bucks, you say, Paul or Animal, give me that 50 bucks. I got to loan this guy the money. I'll pay you back later. That was Hawk. Hawk and I had a connection that was unparalleled in this industry.
The greatest team of our time, the greatest team of all time. Animal was the exclamation point. I was the jockey that rode the horse. And Hawk was the whistle of the train. I'm not an angel. I'm not an angel, but I know an angel. And what does that angel say?
What a rush! That's for you, brother. Thank you, Hall of Fame!
We here at Cultaholic extend our condolences to the friends and family of John Laurinaitis, a.k.a. Road Warrior Animal. For Thursday, September the 24th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.